This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, have agreed to further expand and deepen the bilateral partnership in all areas, including trade and investment, energy, digital technology, health, agriculture, and people-to-people ties. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the Acting President of Venezuela yesterday. The second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi today. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign Ministers of Arab League member states and Arab League Secretary General will participate in the meeting. This is the first India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting to be hosted by India in New Delhi. Our correspondent reports that the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting is expected to build on existing cooperation, expanding and deepening this partnership.
India-Arab trade stands at over $240 billion. Bilateral hydrocarbon trade exceeds $107 billion and accounts for nearly half of the bilateral trade. India imports over 95% of LPG, 60% of LNG and 47% of crude oil requirement from the Arab League countries, in addition to more than 50% of fertilizers and related products. Most of India's external trade passes through the Suez Canal, the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. Indian companies invest in energy sector in Oman, UAE, Iraq, Kuwait, Bahrain, Jordan, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Sudan, South Sudan, Algeria, Libya and Morocco. This partnership spans food and energy, financial services, health and education, IT, renewable energy, including startups and large infrastructure projects. Over 9 million Indian diaspora live in Arab League nations. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the right to menstrual hygiene is an integral part of the right to life under Article 21 of the Constitution. The Apex Court yesterday issued a series of binding directions to states and union territories and schools to ensure dignity, health and equality for girls and women. A bench of Justice J. B. Paradiwala and R. Mahadevan directed all states and union territories to ensure that every school provides biodegradable sanitary napkins free of cost to adolescent girls. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. This will be the 9th consecutive budget presentation by Mrs. Sitharaman since assuming office in 2019. The government has debunked a message circulating on social media claiming that a scanned copy of the Union Budget 2026-27 has been leaked on a messenger app. The Fast Check Unit of the Press Information Bureau has informed that the claim is fake. The unit added that one of the images being circulated is not related to the Union Budget 2026-27, but from Union Budget 2025-26, which has been digitally edited. The government has advised people to rely only on authentic sources and avoid sharing unverified content on social media. The Jammu and Kashmir Rural Livelihood Mission is set to host Saras Mela at Kala Kendra in Jammu starting today. The fair will conclude on 9th of February. The 10-day-long Mela will transform Kala Kendra into a vibrant showcase of country's rural creativity. The Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council has accused the government of grossly underreporting communal violence, claiming at least 522 incidents occurred across the country in 2025, far higher than the 71 acknowledged officially, raising serious concerns ahead of the February 12 parliamentary election. At a press conference in Dhaka, the minority rights group said the incidents resulted in 66 deaths and included 28 cases of violence against women, 95 attacks on places of worship and more than 100 attacks on minority homes and businesses. And in men's cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.